Hi, I'm Beatrice, all the way from Perth, Western Australia, and I love listening to Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
Hi, this is Barbara Savin from MotivateYourLife.net, all the way from sunny California in Westlake Village, and I'm here with Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
Hi, I'm Julie Lewin, and I live in Warwick, Queensland, Australia, and I love listening to Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
This podcast has been brought to you in association of the Top 10 Energy Healer Awards 2021. To enter the Energy Healing Awards, visit www.theenergyhealingmagazine.com and complete your entry form today. We believe excellence should be recognized in the world of professional energy healing and well-being. Should you be in it? Now, moving on, I'm really excited to have our guest, Julie Lewin, all the way from Queensland, Australia. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Jacqueline. So nice to be here with you.
Now, I believe that you've been working in energy healing for over 30 years. That's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in energy healing?
Yes, it was actually with a reading. A friend came to visit and she said, "You're going to see Brother William to have an aura reading." And I said, "I don't think so." That was a bit like telling me I had a date with the devil, and I hadn't even walked on that side of the line. And she said, "Oh no, you are going." And she addressed all of my objections, and I found myself there. And it was exactly this week, 37 years ago. And to cut condense a half an hour story into a few sentences, he said to me, "Your marriage will fail. You will remarry quickly and that marriage will fail. You'll have many unhappy moments in your life. You will overcome illnesses in your 30s and 40s and you will die at 53. And I thought, "Oh my goodness." But he put his hand in the air and he said, "But you have a nun and a monk beside you." And he said, "And you have another destiny. And if you choose that destiny," he said, "your marriage will survive. You will overcome the illnesses in your 30s and 40s. You'll have many happy moments in your life. You will live into your 90s and be of great benefit to the world, because you have a gift of X-ray vision and you can see inside of people's bodies." I thought, wow, I don't like the sound of the first one, but I knew the truth of it, because the reason my friend had gifted me the reading was because she could see that I was actually planning to leave my husband with our daughter. And that hour changed my absolute life. So I said to the reader, "How do I do this?" He said, put his both hands in the air that time, and he said, "I'm just a messenger." He said, "But I do have a manual here of spiritual mastery." And he said, "I'm happy to loan that manual to you, but you must return it to me." So I read his manual and I returned it to him, and I started studying to be a naturopath. And I never got to finish that because I became pregnant again and was too ill to continue. But what I did do, Jacqueline, was I lay in bed at night and I said, "God, if you want me to do this, you have to show me how." And that's when I started seeing the visions and the movies, and I saw things on the ceiling that I didn't think I would ever see, and kind of was plunged into this metaphysical realm that was completely new. And there weren't any teachers around 37 years ago to help with this. We didn't have the internet. I was living in a little country town, and so I just started experimenting with seeing if I could see inside people's bodies. I thought, well, I'll travel inside of the body of the friend who asked me to go and see this man. So she rang me because we had this telepathic link, and she said, "So what's going on, Julie? I can feel that you've got news." And I said, "Oh my gosh, I traveled through your body and you're pregnant." And she said, "No, I'm not pregnant. I am absolutely not pregnant." Then 6 weeks later, she rang me and she said, "How did you know I was pregnant before I knew I was pregnant?" So that was the beginning of this phenomenon that I knew when people were pregnant 6 weeks before they got pregnant. And it's like this, almost like a telepathic match for pregnancy energy. And so that encouraged me to keep traveling inside of people who would let me. And then my dad came to visit maybe Oh, it was after my second pregnancy. So maybe 2 years. 2 years on, I'd been practicing every day, seeing what I could see. And he was very mocking, I have to say, Jacqueline. Anyway, he went and lay down in one room and I lay down in the other room and I traveled through his body and I saw this, what looked like an octopus hanging off his esophagus. And I went, oh my gosh, I can't say that. And then I thought, oh, well, that's what I saw. And I continued traveling through his body and I got to his right knee and I thought, whoa, I didn't know about that. So in the morning, he said, what did you see? And I told him about the octopus. He said, that is exactly how my doctor has described my hiatus hernia. I said, Dad, I didn't even know you had one of those. And then I told him about his knee. He said, how did you know that? Not even your mother knows that. That happened in the war. And I thought, gosh, I can really do this. And that night he said, well, are you going in again? And I said, I hadn't intended to, but if you want me to, yes, of course. And that's when all my confidence just shattered like a pane of glass. And I thought, no, I'm not really doing this. I'm making it up. Because when I went in, his esophagus was all white. Like there was this white liquid in there. And I thought, that wasn't there last night. I think I'm just making it up. And in the morning, he said, so what did you see? And I said, Dad, I think I'm just making it up. And he said, no, I want you to tell me. And when I told him that there was white liquid there, his face literally went white. I said, what? What have I said? He said, before I lay down, exactly before I lay down, I drank my mucane medicine for heartburn and it's white. And that was the turning. That was the absolute pinnacle turning point for me because he really tested me. I had no idea what he was doing. And I thought, you know what? I actually, in 2 years, I've figured out how to see inside of the body. And then I just went on from there. Anyone who would let me practice, I did that for 10 years.
Now for a short break. If you've never heard the sound of singing bowls, you're in for a real treat.
Hello, this is Karen Eccles, sound healer, energy healer, and Pilates expert from Pilates from Within in England. I invite you to take a little moment of calm with a sample of my beautiful healing Tibetan singing bowls. Enjoy.
Oh, that was amazing, Karen. Thank you for sharing that with us today. I love that. Absolutely beautiful. Let's get back to our guest, Julie Lewin.
And then I appeared on the TV show The Extraordinary, was tested on camera with people in different cities to me, and they had a camera on me and a camera on them. We had a conversation. I told them what I saw, and they confirmed that indeed I was describing to them things that were going on in their bodies. And they ended up doing 4 episodes of that show, which sold to 22 countries around the world. And I got tens of thousands of letters and my phone didn't stop ringing night and day because of all the different time zones. It took me 3 years of working every day to make my way through all of those letters. In the first like 1,000 of the letters, I thought, all I'm doing is I'm telling these people what I see is going on in their body, and then I'm sending them away. And I thought, how can I help these people? Then I started seeing movies when I put my hands on their body, because they would actually come and see me in those days. And they'd say to me, what are you doing? And I'd say, can you feel that? And they said, oh my goodness, it feels like your hands are inside my body moving things around. And so then I started experimenting with when people came with similar symptoms, I would run that movie again in my mind and the people would say the same thing. So I've developed over 60, 70 of these movies that I know are repeatable. People have been using them all over the world for the last 25 years. And that's how my energy healing work began. That was a long story, wasn't it?
It was an amazing story. It's been quite a journey for you, hasn't it? I think sometimes if you're actually receptive to, you know, picking up different energies and different things that are going on around you, and then actually, did you document your different feelings, your different ideas?
I did, and I've put them all in an app. I've recorded them all, and yes, and that was how I documented it, and I've put some of it in the book that I've written.
Tell us about the book. Is it?
Yeah, the book, it's called The Art of Self-Healing, and Jacqueline, I'm passionate about empowering people on their own health journey, where people don't give their power to doctors and practitioners who want them to keep coming back. I want people to be able to look after their own energy body, look after what's going on inside of them, themselves. So I wrote the book. It's got 66 templates and exercises in there from specific things like, for example, many people get fluid retention where their body swells up and they've got all this fluid that's sitting in the tissue and it can't get into their lymphatic system and drain away. Oh my goodness, I worked with a man who was so swollen with fluid that I thought he would burst. And it would be reasonable to say that I was nervous about working with him. And so I asked him to do the work because then he would be empowered. If the fluid came back, he could do the work himself. No word of a lie, 15 minutes after doing this template himself, I didn't put my energy in there. We watched all the wrinkles come back into his hands and feet as the fluid went from the tissue into the lymphatic system into his elimination process. He could actually even feel it coming into his stomach through the lymph valve into the stomach.
So with the actual templates then, you'd use it as a sort of guidance?
It is. It's a visualization that
takes
about 3 minutes. Because I don't like doing long processes, I made them short and they work. The fluid removes out of the tissue. See, here's the thing. I worked out that we have our holographic body, which is an energy blueprint of our physical body. And if we work in the blueprint, we can actually have an impact in the physical body as well. And so that's how my visualizations work. And so I documented all of them. I couldn't put everything in there, otherwise the book would be too thick. But I put the ones in there that I thought would be common ones that many people would need. And I also teach people how to pattern water with herbs from their holographic apothecary. You just pour two glasses of water, put one to the side and pattern the other one. And when you taste both of those glasses of water, one tastes completely different to the other by patterning the water with herbs from your herbal cottage. So it's teaching people how to do all different sorts of things that's going to help with their health. And, you know, the people who do the templates, they're still messaging me 10 years later saying, Julie, you know that one that you shared with us at the Mind Body Fit Spirit Festival? I'd still do that every day. And that's my go-to for stress and anxiety. Beautiful. I'm happy to share that one with you if you would like to share it with your people.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
I had a little girl come to see me. She was 9. When she said, no, I want my parents to stay out in the lounge room. And she had a full-on asthma attack. And I thought, oh my goodness, what do I do? I said, do you want me to get mum and dad? And she said, no. And I thought, okay. I said, do you trust me? And she said, yes. And this vision was rolling in my mind, and I'll guide everyone through it if you want to do it now. What I said to her was, I want you to imagine that you're a seagull and you're out over the ocean and you're flying above the water. Just look down at the water and take a note of what the water looks like. Is it rough? Is it choppy? Is there a big swell? Are there white caps? Or is it smooth? There's no right or wrong in the answer, but if it is anything but smooth, with your mind, make that ocean as smooth as a lagoon, not even a ripple in the surface of the water. I'll give you a moment to do that. And now, as that seagull, I want you to fly over land, and I want you to imagine, as you're flying over the land, that you see a garden bed of gerberas. If you don't know what a gerbera is, it's like a long daisy on a very fine stem or a sunflower. Imagine that garden bed of gerberas and take note of what they look like. Are they all standing up straight? Are there some bent ones or broken ones? Or are they drooping? However they look to you, there's no right or wrong. But using your mind, imagine that the sun is an enormous magnet and it's drawing those flowers up straight and tall. Their faces are facing the midday sun and they're nice and straight and tall. I'll give you a moment to do that. And now imagine that that seagull that you are is flying back out over the ocean. And just take a note of what your water looks like. And if it isn't smooth, make it smooth. And then I want you just to imagine that everything is receding and you're coming all the way back into your room and into your body. And then note how you feel now. And your stress and anxiety will have dropped.
Definitely.
That little girl stopped her asthma attack in the amount of time it took to do that.
That's amazing. And I do think that the body has such, is so powerful, you know, the way that it heals us after operations. And again, by using these different methods, you can actually sort of calm yourself down and bring yourself out of all kinds of different
100%
ailments. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And if you practice that seagull one, you actually can get to the point where you can look at the movie or look at the ocean, look at your flowers, even with your eyes open. So you could be in a stressful situation where there's people around you. You could check in, make your water smooth, make your flowers straight and tall, and you can go from a stressed feeling to a really chilled feeling in a minute. And nobody even knows what you've done.
I think that's beautiful. Yeah, the one definitely I shall keep on my desk here.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So can you tell us about how you actually got the name Arakira?
It is Arakira. I've been doing my work for 37 years, but I didn't get the name until the early 2000s. I think it was about 2006 or 7, something like that. And I was getting a lot of headaches, and there were headaches that would last for 8 or 9 days, and I'd have to put a pillow over my head to block out the light. And I had a walking buddy, and she was a healer, and she said, "Do you want me to send you some healing?" And I rarely say yes, and this day I said yes. I lay on my bed at midday, so it was broad daylight, and I could feel the healing being done, and it was beautiful. And then after 20 minutes, I was compelled to open my eyes, and when I looked up, the ceiling in my bedroom had disappeared and I was looking into the void of the universe, and all these gold symbols were falling through the void into my body. There was probably about 20. And when the last one landed, just like that, I went from having this massive headache to no headache at all. It was completely gone. And I sat up and I said, "What was that?" And I heard this voice with my physical ears say, "That's the alignment of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies." And I said, "Surely that's not enough." Oh, they said it was Akira. And then I asked, "What was that?" And they said, the four bodies. And I said, "Surely that's not enough." And then I heard the voice say, "All right then, Arakira." And I said, "Well, what does that mean?" And the voice said, "The revolutionary alignment of the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, auric, energy, and etheric bodies." And I said, "Wow, that's amazing." And I said, "How do I spell it?" And I heard Arikira. So I got onto Google. It was so close to the name of a Native American plains people from the Pawnee Indian tribe in the US. I said, "You can't call it after a tribe of people. that's not right. And I could feel the walls and the room expand out like in this big sigh, like I was a bit of a troublesome person. And then they came back in and they said, all right, change I to double E. So I went back onto Google, and it's a really good feeling when you have a word and Google comes up with zero fines. So I quickly trademarked it and registered it. Many people find it difficult to say the word, and I'm saying, do you think, is this what I really have to do? And the voice was incredibly definite, saying, this is the word. And over time, some clients would find information, and a young fellow who was completely intrigued by Arakura and the work that I was doing sent me a video of an Indian guru who had been a guru to Wayne Dyer. He said, Julie, you have to have a look at this. And so I pronounce it Arakura. He pronounced his word Arakara. And when you think about it, that's the Indian accent. It's very similar. And so he would chant Arakara, and I would really feel that resonate in the lower three chakras. And when I would chant Arakura, that really resonated in the upper four chakras. So I think that Arakura as an entity or an energy phenomenon really wanted to be born. And so there's this Indian guru chanting Arakura. There's me here with my work, Arakura. And I felt like there was this real synergy. And then I had a woman come from New Zealand, and her father's a Maori elder. And she said, Julie, would you like me to decode Arakura in Maori for you? I said, that would be amazing. She said, well, Ara is pathway. Ki is to becoming. Ra is the sun. Arakura. And so pathway to becoming the sun, I thought, of course it is. And so then I went even deeper and I said, pathway to knowing yourself, because you are the sun of your life. You revolve around yourself, and it's all about self-understanding. And then another client said, absolutely, that's what it means, Julie. And I said, how do you know that? And she said, I decoded it with some Native American friends, and they said exactly the same, that it was pathway to becoming the sun. So it is a difficult word to say, but the power and the frequency of it is very potent, and it has a will of its own. And, you know, sometimes I've wanted to walk away from Arakura and the commitment that I made to bring this work to the world. And every time I say, no, I'm done, I'm not doing this, something would, an energy force would come along, and it would pick me up and cradle me and say, you can do this. And so that's one of the reasons I like to come on podcasts like yours, because Arakura, I am the servant of Arakura, and it wants to be born in the world. It wants people to know how to self-heal, not to rely on others. And it's such an honor, Jacqueline.
Yeah, I think as well, like you say, people of, you know, with the pandemic and everybody living these sort of 24/7 lives, I think it's all about sort of sometimes just stopping. I know the pandemic made a lot of us stop, didn't it?
And just certainly did.
Sit down, calm down, slow things down. And I think, like you say, such word as Arakura can actually sort of have give us, you know, a lot of energy and a lot of powerful healing.
Absolutely. Actually, you mentioning the pandemic, I'm a meditation teacher on Insight Timer. That's free meditations from teachers all around the world. Have you heard of Insight?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, it's a fabulous app, and there's millions of people on there. And I've put my infection meditation on there, and that's the one that people are using to help with getting through the pandemic. So that's free. Your listeners can go there as well. And I'm sure many of them will be on Insight Timer.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. Thank you, Julie, for sharing some amazing insights of different sections of energy healing.
Delighted to be here with you.
Next week, we will be joined with Barbara Savin, all the way from sunny California, for some more energy healing. Until then, enjoy a fantastic week.